Aya brought her knee up as hard as she could while simultaneously pulling Belias's body downward. It was a solid hit to his chest. As he started to fall farther forward, she brought her elbow down on the back of his neck. He grunted at impact and bent double, but didn't go to the ground. "Good," he said. "Harder, though, especially if it's not me you're fighting." He grabbed her calf and jerked her legs out from under her. "And don't let words distract you," he half-teased as she hit the floor of the fight room they'd reserved for the morning. She stayed on the floor, staring up, holding Belias's gaze. He was smiling, happy and relaxed when it was just the two of them. In the city, he had a role to fill, a duty he took far more seriously than most Daimons of their age. But Belias's father had died when he was young, so he'd always had a somberness to him. It was one of the things she decided she liked when she was told he'd be her spouse. He seemed more like a man than most Daimons of their caste. As she rolled to her side and came to her feet, she asked, "Have you ever thought about Marcosius's competition?" He frowned. "No." "Enrollment is coming up soon." She paced away from him to grab a rag to wipe the sweat from her face. The bin of scraps was at the edge of the fight area, so they had conveniently located material. Typically, the cloths were used to staunch blood or bind wounds, but she had no need for that with Belias. Other than bruises and sore muscles, she was, once again, uninjured. Sometimes Belias was willing to train with weapons, but the older they became, the less often he was willing to fight all out with her. "Ruling caste Daimons are talking about entering. Sol is, and I think Nico too," she said. Belias followed her. "Why would I need to do that? The prize is something we already have." He curled one hand around her hip, gently pulling her toward him. She wasn't surprised. They ended most of their fights with sex, but right now, she wanted to talk. She'd been thinking about the competition more and more, but it was a difficult subject to broach. It would be far easier to let the subject drop. More satisfying, too. It didn't take much for her body to scream yes to his advances. She liked to think it had been easier to say no before their first night together, but she knew that was a lie. If he'd have pressured her, truly used his charms, she'd have been in his bed, or any other nearby flat surface, the first time he kissed her. As it was, it had been a matter of days between his decision to be intimate and her acquiescence. There was no reason to deny him. They'd been betrothed since her birth. He was hers, the Daimon selected for her, the one who would have control over most of her choices, until one of them died.